WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Another night of protests across the country over the death of George Floyd. National Hall in D.C., New York City, and towns across New Jersey. Curfews did little to stop the protests, but we didn't see the kind of violence erupt as we had in recent days. Police and the county prosecutor joined marchers in Toms River. Demonstrations in South Brunswick, Monmouth Junction, Freehold, Keensburg, Cherry Hill, Princeton, and more were held without incident. Governor Murphy standing by his embattled health commissioner, Judy Persichilli, after a scathing letter was sent to the legislature by department whistleblowers. They called her handling of COVID-19 at our nursing homes an unmitigated failure that resulted in thousands of deaths.
We don't spend any time in replying to anonymous anythings. So I'm not going to deign that letter with any comment, period, full stop.
Murphy's official response to the whistleblowers was to launch an internal investigation to root them out. At least one has been fired, though not officially for that reason. One state senator is calling in the federal government, hoping they'll take control of New Jersey's long-term care facilities.
In a letter to the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, State Senator Joe Panaccio says New Jersey's administration has proven to be ineffective and a threat to those who live and work at long-term care facilities.
One out of every 10 people that are in long-term nursing facilities in the state of New Jersey has died from this COVID virus.
He wants the federal agency to take control.
It can't be any worse than what's going on right now.
Governor Murphy says he and Panaccio rarely find common ground on most issues, and this is one of them. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The state Senate plans hearings on the Murphy administration's response to the pandemic threat. New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Turning steamy and a bit stormy today. You'll catch partial sunshine with several hours of dry weather this morning, pushing the thermometer into the lower to mid-80s with high humidity. Mix of sun and clouds and a strong breeze. Then several rounds of scattered thunderstorms are likely from about midday through early evening. Those storms will almost certainly be strong to severe. Additional showers possible tonight. It'll feel muggy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, kind of the same. Spotty showers and thunderstorms. Storms, especially tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy with highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Stone Harbor 72, Ewing 57, Bedminster is 59. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. It's a free download from New Jersey 101.5.